대돈 다르거든 통화들 해도 마 통화들 시야리 근데 대해서 뭐더들 매 동화대 아니 아진데서 라이 동화대 아진데서 어떤 애들 다 동화이 얘도 쪼 매나마도 동화 얘도 쪼 아니 아진데서 대래 하고 레이
There are a whole lot of different kinds of beings, like beings in the Narak hells, and regarding them, there are eight hot Narak hells, where there are intense suffering of heat all the time, and then there are eight cold Narak hells, where there is intense suffering of cold all the time, and also there are beings who are animals, and regarding animals, there are a whole lot of different kind of animals. We can see in televisions how sometimes in the documentaries there are different fishes and animals under the ocean, and so all these different kind of beings, they all have countless different sufferings, and all these sufferings come from self-cherishing thought, and even the what are called sufferings which we see in the Deva realm, and in this sufferings which we see in the beings who are born as humans, they all are equally result of self-cherishing thought.
What the name that Lam Yone Jenny, Chi Yone Jejero, Chi Yone Jejene, Tabula, Yemoba Pang, and then Kovega, Kove, Kopon, Dava, Tava.
Even if practitioner may meditate on selflessness of things, meaning even if a person may meditate on the reality nature of things, on emptiness and so forth, and by depending on these meditative paths, even if a person may be able to attain the state of liberation free from cyclic existence, even in that case, because the person still has the self-cherishing thought, therefore the person is still technically called as the what we call lower vehicle, inferior vehicle, and even if he has attained liberation, he still cannot enter into, he still has not entered into great vehicle, and has not still been able to be equal in status with the bodhisattvas and the Buddhas. So therefore, literally speaking, that very fact of the practitioner, even after attaining liberation, is by what I call, technically by being what I call fallen, by falling down into the lower or inferior vehicle or path, is because of the self-cherishing thought.
I was able to get a little bit of a
Because self-cherishing thought is faulty in the sense it is source of all the fouls, therefore it is thing which we should try to abandon. And on the other hand, the thought cherishing other is the source of all that we want, the good qualities, the benefits, and the unchanging excellent happiness. So therefore, it is what I call, in meaning, it is saying, because self-cherishing thought is this source of all the foul, and because thought-cherishing other is the source of all the good and benefit, therefore, it becomes good reason for us to abandon the first ten to try to practice the thought-cherishing other. And in trying to practice the thought-cherishing other, of course, it may be quite difficult in the beginning to do that practice, but still, due to the fact that behind somehow it is the source of all that is good, therefore we should persist and try to go on practicing, no matter how difficult or hard in the beginning it might seem. In a normal worldly situation, if somebody has what I call started a project, and after a while, if the person understands that, oh, it's complete failure and mistake, then from that time onward, the person definitely have an understanding that it is a mistake and it's a faulty project, so he may not repeat the same thing again. And whereas in a normal society or in a normal worldly situation, if we start a project and if in the beginning we may not be able to understand it's going to be successful, beneficial or not, but afterward, after some time, if it turns out to be good, successful, beneficial, then we will continue to do that thing. In that case, like in the worldly affairs project, it's just, even if there was a mistake, it's just a very minor thing because it concerns only in extent to this life only, and it hasn't got anything to do about being free from all the faults and having all the good qualities. Whereas here with the spiritual path, Dharma practice, it is something which concerns not only this life, but all the future lives. Therefore, it's something which we really have to be careful that which way or which thing is really the thing we must be doing. And now we have to exchange the two things, replace the two things by each other, the thought cherishing oneself, self-cherishing thought with thought-cherishing others. In the past, we have not clearly identified which one is the are faulty and which one is the good one, beneficial one. But now we have understood it. From now onward, we have to leave the thought chasing oneself, which has been with us all the time. And in place of that, we have to develop the thought cherishing others, caring others. There will have to be a strong feeling that I'm really going to exchange this self-cherishing thought with the thought-cherishing other. And after that, there will have to be a kind of a strong pledge that from now onward I will hold the thought-cherishing others and will never have thought cherishing oneself. But in order to have that strong feeling and in order to have that strong pledge, firstly, one must clearly understand how the thought-cherishing oneself is faulty and how the thought-cherishing other is beneficial and the source of all that is good. To have a strong feeling and to have a strong willingness to exchange these two, one has to understand clearly the faults of the one and the benefit of other. And because this is quite important, means because to have that understanding is quite important, therefore Rinpoche has been explaining all those past days of teachings on those two special points, that the thought cherishing oneself is the source of everything that is fault and disadvantages, and went into elaborate details about that. And in the past, he has also gone into detail about how thought cherishing others is the source of everything that is good. So, meaning, why all those past elaborate teachings on those two points was principally to generate strong urge and willingness to exchange the two thoughts. If possible, in course of trying to think and meditate on this point, the foul of self-cherishing thought. So in trying to meditate on this, if you can, it is good to go into all the details as explained before, how each and every kind of different sufferings, unwanted things have arisen from this self-cherishing thought, and how they are all, they have their root in this self-cherishing thought. And that's if one can. If not, at least the main emphasis in this practice is, if one can go into that elaborate meditation, then one should meditate at least on how self-cherishing thought is the root of all the suffering, and how it is the how it is the one which shuts the door for everything which one wants. So in meaning, how the self-cherishing thought is the root of all the suffering, unwanted thing, and how it is the how it is the door which shut all the wanted things. So within those two points. And same with the thought cherishing other, if you can meditate elaborately, then you can meditate on each and every detailed explanation or explained before. If not, at least on this point, thought cherishing other, on this, at least meditate with these two points, that the thought cherishing other is the one which stops all the things which we don't want, and the thought cherishing other is the source of everything which we want. So just on these two points, we can do meditation. So let's meditate for about 5 minutes, having 100% belief and decision that I will now never have the thought cherishing oneself, and I will have thought cherishing others. Today we all have found the wisdom eye, which sees for the first time the root or the source from where all the good qualities of the great vehicle path arise. So therefore, because today we have attained or we have found this wisdom eye, therefore it's what I call incredibly very precious. We have found this wisdom eye by which we can clearly see from where all the good qualities of great vehicle path arise, and also we have found this wisdom eye which also sees from where all the faults and things which we don't want arise from. So we should try to not lose this such precious wisdom eye. So maybe tonight we don't have questions because we did meditation. Lord.
Nyāvā Mevā Gōnyā Gōnyā